Hi, this is Scott Delosio, and this is Paris Auto Speedway podcast number 3 for the 2016 season. It's Thursday, it is March 3rd, and we're 48 hours away from the 21st season opener of Paris Auto Speedway. That's regular season openers. We did run a couple, actually three or four El Nino races earlier this year, but it's a 21st season, regular season opener this Saturday. AMSOIL USAC CRA sprint cars will be on hand, along with the past Young Gun sprints and the past senior sprint cars. It's the annual Sokola shootout. Now, if you have not been around racing in Southern California for a long, long time, you probably don't know much about Gary Sokola and his son Mark. That's who we're going to honor. Gary was a car owner in the old CRA. Winning car owner, by the way, a guy named Lee Robison drove for him, won some main events with him. In around 1977-78, Gary became the president of CRA and really turned a corner with that series. Under his guidance, that series really prospered. I believe he was the president until 1992 or 1994, and then he went on and he ran USAC, National Sprint Car Division, back there. Gary was the proverbial bull in a china shop, but he just did a great job. If he had something on his mind, he was going to tell you whether you liked it or not. And he had the respect of everybody in the pits, not only the drivers, not only the owners, but also all the crew members and all the sponsors and other officials as well. He was a great guy. His son, Mark Race, I believe he started off racing NMRA or USAC three-quarter midgets, ended up racing in the CRA and SCRA series before he passed away in the 1990s. We get going this Saturday night. It'll be the start of the championship chase. And you got to look, after last year's championship, Damian Gardner won the title last year. It was his third in a row. Second was Richard Vanderweerd. Richard was really hot early in the season. Won, I think, 4 USAC CRA mains early in the year. And also Mike Spencer, who finished third. Those guys are going to be in the thick of the championship once again. But the sport, I've been around sprint car racing in Southern California for nearly 40 years now after moving out here from Michigan. And the sport has always seen some transitions. Now, we're not ready for a transition yet. When I think back when I first got involved in the sport, in the late, actually around 77, the big guys in CRA, Jimmy Oskey, Dean Thompson, and Rick Gowdy. Bubby came on just a few years after that, you know, and those were the top guys. Rick Gowdy retired, I think, after 1978, but it was Oskey, Thompson, and Bubby battling. Then those guys kind of moved on, and you had Ronnie Schumann, the gas man, Richard Griffin, Rip Williams. They brought a new era in. Brad Knopfsinger, you know, those guys were top guys through the 80s and into the early 90s, actually longer than that, to the late 90s, early 2000s. Then it turned over to the current guys, Mike Spencer and Damian Gardner. Those two guys have dominated. Think about it for a second. The last 8 years of USAC CRA, those guys have won all 8 championships. And you go a little bit further back than that to 2005, Damian also won a championship when he was driving for Ron Chaffin before he went to Indiana. Those two guys have dominated, and don't think they're ready to give up yet because they have a lot of tread left on their tires. But there's such a good young crop of drivers coming. This series is very safe. When I say that, you got to stop and think for a second. There are so many good drivers, 30 years of age and younger, in the USAC CRA series, and most of them are 25 and younger. Take a look. You have Jake Swanson, Richard and Jace Vanderweerd, Cody and Austin Williams, Brody Roa. Those guys all finished in the top 10 in points last year. After them, you also have a younger set. The guys coming up from the Young Guns. Logan Williams. I think Logan just turned 20 last month. Parker Colson. He's still in high school. Trent Williams, another graduate. They're all graduates of the Young Gun series. We didn't see Trent a lot last year. We're going to see him this year all the time. He's got the engine in his car he purchased from Damian Gardner. That's the engine Damian went 200 miles an hour with at Bonneville a couple of years ago to set the sprint car all-time speed record. Trent was running that car on Saturday. He's always looked smooth, like when he won the championship in the Young Guns 2 years ago. He's always looked smooth, and he looked smooth and very fast on Saturday with that engine. Once again, those guys coming out of the Young Gun Series, George Morris, Logan Williams won the championship 3 years ago, Trent 2 years ago. George Morris won it this last year. Don't know what his plans are at the last race last season when he sewed up the title. He said he's not done racing sprint cars and he was going to move up. And he wasn't sure if he was going to move up to, you know, the USAC 410 series, the USAC West Coast Series, VRA. He just wasn't sure at that time. Series is working. I mean, it's produced those two champions as regulars. Parker Colston, last year's USAC CRA Rookie of the Year, he came out of the Young Gun Series. Well, you know, let's face facts. Last year in the Young Gun Series, we were down some cars. I think we're going to be up this year. We're hoping to have 7 or 8 cars the first race for the Young Guns. Last year, we had a couple nights. I think we only had 2 or 3 cars there. You have Courtney Crone coming back. You have Melissa Perkins coming back as well. New drivers for the series include Hannah Mayhew. Andrew Sweeney raced, I think, if in his second, his only race last year. I think he's going to run this year. And Gary Howard's son is also going to race. There's some other guys. In fact, today, Thursday, tonight at Paris Auto Speedway, there's a guy who's never been in a sprint car before who wants to run the Young Gun Series. He's going to test out. I think there's a couple other people we have not heard of before who are going to run the series as well. Let's backtrack just a little bit. I mentioned Hannah Mayhew. Hannah's run dwarf cars for quite a few years. She's no stranger to Paris Auto Speedway. Always looked pretty darn good running a dwarf car. I'd never seen her in a sprint car. I know her dad contacted me around New Year's saying they had bought a car, wanted to come out and practice. And they were going to come out and practice, piggyback on some other people's practices a couple times, and they never did that. So to my knowledge, it was going to be Hannah's first time in a race car last Saturday at the past annual preseason practice. Well, she got in that race car, and I saw her in the pits. I didn't know exactly which car she was in because I was kind of busy. When I was up in the booth, I saw this one car going around pretty good. This was Hannah Mayhew. I don't know if she had practiced anywhere else besides that first practice with us. She was very smooth, and she was fast in the race car. So she looks good. Of course, Courtney Crone. Courtney came out and practiced the next day. Got to say it, Courtney Crone is probably the favorite for that championship this year in the Young Gun Series. Time will tell. Hannah Mayhew's going to be good. Andrew Sweeney looked good when he was out there last year. You know Gary Howard's going to look good when he's on the racetrack. Gary Howard's son, I should say. Melissa Perkins won a main event. But, you know, hands down, you got to go with the experience. And Courtney Crone would probably be the favorite. But it's going to be anything but easy for her to win that championship. A little change in the rules to the Young Gun Series for 2016. Gonna up the age from 14 to 21 years old up to 14 to 25 years old. Reason being, it's like this guy coming out tonight to test. We've got a lot of people who want to come out. I mean, when I say a lot of people, we get people ask all the time who want to come out and race a sprint car, who have never raced a sprint car before. Well, you tell them they're going to be thrown into the lion's den racing against Mike Spencer, Richard Vandeweer, Jake Swanson, Damian Gardner. That scares a lot of people off. The guy who's testing tonight has never been in a sprint car before. That's why we're raising the age. I'm not sure what his age is, but there's a lot of people like him who just do not want to be thrown into that hornet's nest of the AMSOIL USAC CRA Series. They want to cut their teeth with drivers closer to their own caliber when they're just getting started. So that's why we're upping the age, and hopefully we'll get a lot more drivers involved with that as well. Weather's looking really good for Saturday. The gates are going to open at 5 p.m. The first race will be at 7. Be sure to bring your phone or your tablet with you. As we've done in the past, we're going to have some contests and games for you to play while you're in the grandstands. So sit there and hopefully you'll win a prize as we do our contest. We'll probably do the Heat Race Hero contests again and some other stuff as well. By the way, and I don't have this on my notes, so I got to remember this. Right now, Paris Auto Speedway is looking for a sound engineer for the full 2016 season. Qualifications, you know, we'd like it to be a younger person with a love of racing and a knowledge of music. Some experience on a soundboard would help, not absolutely necessary. So if you think you want to work at the racetrack, you know, every race throughout the 2016 season, Got an opening there at the sound engineer. We also have an opening on the scoreboard. Now, that one's probably going to be a temporary position. We have somebody calling about that today. But if you're interested in either of those two positions, please give the office a call. That's area code 951-940-0134. Once again, that's area code 951-940-0134. Just tell them you're interested in those positions, and they will let you know about it. Tickets. If you want to get advanced tickets for Saturday's race, all you have to do is call 1-800-595-4849. Once again, that's 1-800-595-4849, or go online, go to the Paris Auto Speedway website and click on the tickets icon on the very first page. If you don't want to buy advanced tickets, don't worry. Every single night at Paris Auto Speedway, we will have tickets for everybody no matter what. So you never have to worry about being shut out at Paris Auto Speedway. We'll have tickets for everybody. World of Outlaws, going to cover that real quick. April 16th, going to run with the USAC CRA Sprint Cars, along with the past Young Gun and Senior Sprints. Advanced tickets for that available at worldofoutlaws.com. Buy your World of Outlaw reserve seat in advance, and you'll get a free World of Outlaws fan pit pass. Gets you up close and personal with all the cars, drivers. Take photos, meet the drivers, get autographs, buy their shirts. You get that free if you get that advanced ticket for the World of Outlaw race on April 16th. In order to do so, go online to worldofoutlaws.com. Click on the tickets icon. It'll take you down to the Paris Auto Speedway race. Click on there, and you'll be all ready to go. Next Saturday night, that's March 12th, we kick off the 21st season of Pass Car Stock Car Racing and the IMCA Modifieds. IMCA will be back for the second year in a row. They'll be joined by the Pass Car Super Stock, Street Stocks, and American Factory Stocks. I believe those guys all have 8 races on their schedule this year. El Nino Winter Challenge Series, which had those exact classes, that closed almost 2 weeks ago. And our winter champions for that and the Modifieds, it was Brenda Kirby. That's the daughter, 19-year-old daughter of Mike Kirby. She's a college student at Harbor College. Dennis Wooldridge, veteran of nearly 40 years of racing in Southern California. He won the championship in the Super Stocks. The Thunder from Down Under, Stefan Davies, who lives in Murrieta. He won the Street Stock Championship. And Alyssa Smith, 14 years old, won the title in the Factory Stocks. Love to see Brenda Kirby come back and race on a regular basis, but she wants to run the Sport Mods for one more year. So in order to do so, she cannot run a regular IMCA Modified at the pass. So we'll see her back hopefully next year in the Winter Series, but we won't see her in a full Modified at the pass until 2017. By the way, her father, Mike, who has won in everything we've had at Paris Auto Speedway, sprint cars, super stocks, late models, figure eight cars. I believe he also won in the trucks, Modifieds. Mike Kirby won the last Modified main event in the El Nino Winter Challenge Series in a car he had never been in before. He bought the car in the Midwest, brought it out, and he won by about a half straightaway the first time he was in it. Have some new sponsors since our last podcast. We hope you support all them. The original Tommy's Burgers is on board for the 2016, along with the 166 Bar and Grill in Palm Springs and the Green Sheet Ads. Welcome all them to the Paris Auto Speedway family. You know, it's all fun and games usually in racing, but boy, it was a rough week last week. Last week, we lost the car owner, Ron Chaffin, the multi-time car owner, the number 50 car, driven by Mike Spencer nowadays. That's also won championships with Leland McSpadden, the gas man Richard Griffin, Damian Gardner, and 5 championships with Mike Spencer. Ron Chaffin passed away last week. Steve Stroud, the curator of the Arizona Open Wheel Hall of Fame, and just one of the nicest guys you could ever meet, he passed away last week. Ken Gecky from Scott Sales, the major sponsor on the number 4 car driven by Damian Gardner, passed away. And John Carroll, a longtime friend and sometimes sponsor on the Moose Racing team, also passed away last week. That wasn't enough. This week, just yesterday, got word that longtime car owner and sponsor Junior Kurtz passed away. We're going to be honoring those gentlemen at Paris Auto Speedway before the races on Saturday night. And we certainly send our thoughts and prayers to all their family and friends. We're going to miss them at Paris Auto Speedway, and they're going to be dearly missed throughout the racing world. Before we go, I want to remind you about all our social media platforms. On Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Google+, we are Paris Auto Speedway. On Twitter, it's Paris Auto SPDWI. Once again, on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Google+, just type in Paris Auto Speedway. And on Twitter, it's Paris Auto SPDWI. We update Facebook, Google+, and Twitter usually more than 5 times every single day. I'm Scott Delosio. Once again, thank you for listening to podcast number 3 for the 2016 season. The season opener, as I put this thing down on tape, is just a little more than 48 hours away, that is. And we look forward to seeing you Saturday night. Come on out for some fun. AMSOIL, USAC, CRA Sprint Cars, Haas Young Gun and Senior Sprint Cars. Spectator gates open at 5. The first green flag is going to fly at 7. See you then.